I used to work in the wardrobe, and I used to watch and watch and wonder what it would be like, you know, to act. I used to help my husband with his lines, and naturally I lent them too. Then one day, he was playing Othello, and his Iago fell sick. He ate something that disagreed with him, a pork pie. Anyway, it was rotten. Mr. Betterton was caught short, and could not find anyone else at such short notice to do the part. Except for me. I'd read it with him many times. We knew it would mean trouble if the bishop found me out, being a woman. But we were younger and reckless, and we thought no one would ever know. We got away with it. We were very close, Mr. Betterton and I, and it was as if I hung off his breath and he off mine, and the words flew between us. That was the first time. After that, we did it on a regular basis. My Fool to his Lear, his Falstaff to my Hal. And then, of course, the day came when everything changed, and for the first time, we women were permitted by royal decree to act upon a stage. A great stir it caused, and I was one of the first ever. And when I spoke, a great hush descended on the house, and it was as if the men and women gathered there were watching a miracle, like water turning to wine, or a sick man coming to health. It was then I knew I had done a terrible thing, and that nothing would ever be the same for me again. I had tasted a forbidden fruit, and the poisons had sunk deep into my soul. You see, Iago is like a whip that drives the life around him. When Hal makes a choice, the whole world holds its breath. I never forgot that feeling. The poison still in my blood. Like a longing. A longing. I looked for that poison everywhere and couldn't find it. Not in the Desdemonias or Ophelias. Only in her, the dark woman. We were partners for many years. And when he told me it was over, I swear he had tears in his eyes. I had never seen him cry before, except, of course, when the part required it.